Hello, this is Ruth, the Holistic Soul Healer. Have you ever noticed that there are times in your life the sun is shining, summer is here, and yet somewhere in somebody else's life, there's a whole new reality that's going on, like people in hospitals or people in difficult circumstances that are going on in spite of the fact that it looks beautiful outside, you know, like on Fakebook, where people post all their glorious sunny moments, but you know that during the course of a lifetime, it can't possibly stay sunny all the time, that there is loss, there is letting go, and these are all part of life. So as I come to you today, the sun is shining, the sky is blue, I am letting go of so much. I've lost so much. I've lost a husband, children, and I'm letting go of my mother gradually as she's been in and out of the hospital for the last few weeks. So this is a personal podcast for you, that if you're in the process of letting go, see what you can do to create sunshine so that there's balance. I am personally struggling with that, but I'm working on it to create balance in my life so that there's sunshine as well as the letting go and the difficulty of illness and impending very natural aging process that leads to each of our demise. Life is precious. It's temporary. It's impermanent. And the only thing that's permanent is our attitude towards that and everything else. So even when you're letting go, even when you're dealing with loss, the attitude we hold in that, I feel, is of massive significance. So see if you can't balance whatever you're dealing with, whatever that is, whether it's bankruptcy, a divorce, death, illness, whatever you're dealing with, there has to be balance so that life can still be precious. And I hope this is helpful to you, and feel free to comment. Thank you.
Yay!
Hello, this is Ruth, the Holistic Soul Healer. I just wanted to describe an experience I had this week, and feel free to comment. So I went and did a tryout day, which means it's an unpaid day where hopefully you're mentored in a beautiful kitchen, a proper Michelin-starred 4-star hotel kitchen, to cook with extraordinarily talented chefs and staff, to see if it's a kitchen you could work at permanently and whether they feel good about having you around. So I travelled up quite far. It was a good 3.5 hour journey. Beautiful, beautiful restaurant, hotel. Food was at the highest standard, really, with Michelin stars and everything presented beautifully on the plate. Here's what the problem I had with it was, because it was my first experience of such a high-profiled kitchen. And the trouble I had with it is that sometimes you're in a room full of people and it's the loneliest room you can possibly imagine. And this was certainly the case for me with this kitchen. So what happened was they were producing gorgeous product. There was sauces and foam and spheres and glazed desserts and afternoon teas and beautiful product and 7-course taster menus and amazing, amazing, amazing. Definitely an experience I wanted to have. The problem I had was that I was thrown in at the deep end doing making product that I had no idea how to make, with recipe, no method whatsoever, and very little help because everybody else was running around the kitchen getting their normal thing done. No mentoring. And then when I did take a break, I was sat on my own to just be by myself. And then when I went back into the kitchen, nobody else had taken breaks. Everybody was working through their break. So the humanity was lost. The focus was beautiful product to the customers sitting outside paying good money. And there was no focus really whatsoever on the people within the kitchen making the product. It was really sad for me. And I realized how much that's missing in my world, and certainly not something I want to do. So I actually was supposed to have a double shift in a brand new kitchen, trying out for a whole day. And after the first shift, I did not. I just drove and I kept driving, and I realized I wasn't driving back. I found myself driving away and relieved that I wasn't going to be faced with a very odd reality. And then this morning I discovered that one of my dear friends had a family member who died, and no older than me. So life is really precious. I don't feel that we should waste time in circumstances where it's lonely, where we're in a room full of people and we're being given no care or respect. That there was more care for food on a plate than there was for the people who were producing it. That seems like a terrible reversal of truth. Anyway, love to know what you think. I'd like us to get our priorities a bit better in our world, and that if we're paying hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of pounds or dollars for food, that the people that are creating that beautiful food are also caring for one another. And I don't think that's true. So anyway, much love to you.